Moving over to the Suno AI community, users are heavily debating the release and reception of Studio 2.0. One user shared a video demonstration highlighting the update, noting that the most absurd and awesome feature is the ability to create plugins using text prompts, complete with automations, even if you are not a professional producer or mixer. Another user chimed in to express appreciation, emphasizing that using Suno as a creative tool rather than a mindless song printer is the absolute best way to stay positive about platform changes. However, skepticism remains strong, with users warning that restrictions and increased costs are likely just around the corner, while others reported struggling with poor results across various areas of the new tool. Another major discussion in Suno AI sparked an existential debate with the title, "The Real Villain Behind AI Music Is Us." The core sentiment argued that AI does nothing without a human element, transforming prompts or processed elements into final tracks, making it music made with AI rather than purely by AI. The top comments quickly expanded this into a massive conversation about the broader societal and environmental costs. One prominent user agreed on the human involvement, but sharply pivoted to criticize the heavy infrastructure costs, pointing out massive energy needs, water consumption for data centers, and the projection of over 2 billion AI-generated songs this year, leading to extreme digital saturation. The user warned about compounding societal issues, from a lack of renewable energy management to educational impacts, arguing that true success requires decentralized, cell-phone tools rather than reliance on commercial gatekeepers whose models increasingly train on their own internet mistakes. A public service announcement titled, "Not Everyone Uses Suno Like You Do," addressed a severe rift in user perspectives regarding strict limitations. The original poster criticized community members who brush off restrictions like the 20 download limit by claiming they make few enough songs that it does not affect them. The poster argued that different use cases, such as creating instrumentals to fill long-form video time or heavy iterative experimenting, are entirely legitimate and distinct from spamming. Top commenters debated this vigorously. One agreed that the limit feels artificial, greedy, and imposed by corporations reacting out of legal fear over training data settlements, while another noted that while the frustration is valid, framing casual users as having a limited perspective or dismissing their experiences is counterproductive. They suggested that true change will only come when a competing music generation service matches quality levels and forces platforms to relax constraints. The subreddit also hosted its recurring AI song promotion thread, encouraging creators to drop their tracks, listen to others, and exchange feedback, likes, and follows. Participants shared diverse creations, including a track generated in version 4.0 reminiscent of the White Stripes titled Love Comes Easy for You, an acoustic folk pop song titled Pictures in My Mind built entirely on personal lyrics, and humorous community complaints about forgetting to exclude EDM styles, leading to unexpected electronic drums crashing into genres like tango, milonga, or gabber. Switching gears to technical SEO, the weekly building and sharing thread brought out developer projects and urgent troubleshooting. One standout submission introduced BeRanked, a platform featuring auto-updated sitemaps with accurate lastmod and reflang tags, default structured data, automated internal linking via visual graph dragging, instant URL redirect handling, automated i18n translation infrastructure, and model context protocol support allowing direct piloting through Claude Code or Codex. Other threads highlighted a widespread mysterious issue where favicons for major domains like BBC Good Food, Sainsbury's, and Cobra Golf suddenly vanished from Google search engine results pages, leaving professionals baffled. A deeply technical post detailed a migration nightmare where 90% of 2 out of 20 migrated e-commerce domains remain stuck in a crawled, currently not indexed state for over 10 months. Community experts provided an exhaustive 4-point technical breakdown to break the deadlock, checking for host-level canonical dominance in Googlebot geofencing where old domains act as soft canonicals, injecting a legacy SIMAP on the old domain to force bulk 301 header registration, inspecting server logs for Cloudflare JS challenges blocking Googlebot, and running live URL inspections to check the Google-selected canonical. Another user also flagged a subtle check regarding sitemap last read dates staying stagnant on success statuses despite months passing without a recrawl. Finally, in the VEO3 community, members shared animated shorts and workflow experiments. One user promoted an animated office comedy short depicting absolute chaos when management announces a literal 5-alarm fire. Another developer shared progress on Autoflow, a custom Chrome extension built to automate batch image and video generation workflows inside Google Flow, eliminating the tedious cycle of copying prompts, reapplying references, and manually downloading files.